An FBI electronics technician has pleaded guilty in New York to acting as an agent of China and passing along sensitive information to a Chinese government official.
Donald Trump, I would be delighted to meet him any place, any time between now and election. I'll bring my tax return. He could bring his tax return. You're only afraid if you got something to be afraid about.
It's very important that Japan's economy grows faster than it has done for the last few years. Even with the fiscal package, we think that the economy will struggle to reach 1% growth next year.
Now, WGN Radio's Daily Conversation about the life of business and the business of life. This is The Opening Bell with Steve Grzanich on 720 WGN.
Good morning, everyone. Welcome to another business day. Welcome to another edition of The Opening Bell. Today is Tuesday. It is the 2nd of August, 2016. We have lots to talk about today. A big show on tap for you. Back to school around the corner. Before you know it, kids will be back in college and in regular school, and that means it's time to start thinking about buying back-to-school items. We'll be talking with a retail expert about that, where you can find the best deals. And where your dollar will be stretched the farthest. We will also be talking a little bit about how we move forward here with the economy as the Federal Reserve weighs another interest rate hike. And we have a lot more for you, too, coming up on the big show today. So stay with us. But first, let's start at the WGN Market Desk. Asian shares mostly lower today as investors watch for details of that Japanese fiscal stimulus package. The recent decline in oil prices also has been waiting on trading on that oil trading. The Japanese cabinet due later today to approve this proposal, announced last week. It's going to be $130 billion, and the package will help rev up a lagging economy in Japan that is threatening to have ripple effects on the rest of the country, rest of the world. U.S. stocks wobbled and finished mostly lower yesterday. The Dow Jones Industrials fell just 0.2%. The S&P lost just a bit. The NASDAQ gained 0.4%. Benchmark U.S. crude oil slightly higher today. It remains just above $40 a barrel. The dollar gained against the yen and fell against the euro. Some big news involving Oakbrook-based McDonald's. McDonald's has announced it's going to try to shake its image for serving processed junk foods as it is dropping some unpalatable ingredients from its most popular menu items. The items include chicken McNuggets and others with artificial preservatives, removing high fructose corn syrup from its burger buns. McDonald's hasn't responded to the report, but is confirming that it is making some changes. Won't talk about specific preservatives being removed. The changes come as the world's biggest chain fights to win back customers after three straight years of declining guest counts at established U.S. locations. Major restaurant chains are scrambling to step up the image of their food as they face a more competitive competition arena from smaller rivals promising wholesale alternatives. Also today, two major unions at Southwest Airlines are demanding that the carrier replace its CEO because of the technology outage that caused the airline to cancel or delay thousands of flights last month. We talked about this yesterday in the opening bell with Rick Cini. Technology experts are questioning whether Southwest fell short in designing and testing its computer systems. A top Southwest executive has told the Associated Press the outage will cost the airline into the tens of millions of dollars. And that is a huge increase in the original estimate of between about $5 million and $10 million. Of course, here in Chicago, lots of people delayed by that, compounded by the fact that there were storms immediately on top of that. Well, we talked about this in the opening. It is back to school shopping season. And that means you're headed probably back to school, right? Or your kids are, at least. And you're starting to think about what they're going to wear, what they're going to fit in their dorm room, what they're going to take with them in their backpack, school supplies. Let's bring in our first guest this morning. Sarah Skirball is a shopping and trends expert for Retail Me Not. And she's with us this morning. Good morning, Sarah. Welcome to the Opening Bell.
Thanks so much for having me, Steve.
Well, you know, this is sort of a, I don't know how to describe it, because when I hear back to school, I usually think, well, that's the end of summer. But it is time to start thinking about this, isn't it?
Absolutely. Parents are starting to think about it right now. Beginning of August, middle of August, up until early September, parents are thinking about what their children need for back to school, what they need to shop for, and what budgets they really need to create.
So give us a sense of what it's going to be like this year in terms of prices. Have you got a sense of what's going to be expensive, what's going to be not expensive?
Well, the trend that we're seeing a few trends. Number one, electronics are back-to-school staples these days. It's not the same from when I was in school, when you just needed a lunchbox and a couple of spiral notebooks. What we're seeing now are tablets and laptops are really an important part of the education system these days. And they're expensive, but the good news in the electronics front is that right now is a great time to take advantage of really great deals. Best Buy, for instance, has up to 30% off on the hottest tech gadgets right now. So that's a really great thing for parents to take advantage of, those particular deals.
This is also a situation where a lot of parents, I know here in Chicago, parents are given a list from teachers about what they need to buy. There's not really a lot of choice. When a parent's faced with something like that, how do you help them save money?
Well, there are lots of places that are doing, lots of schools are definitely putting these lists together, which I think for the parents is just so helpful, right? And there are a lot of retailers. Target in particular is offering up to 25% off on back-to-school must-haves. Staples is doing something really great. If you buy a backpack, you're going to get 25% off on your school supply purchase. So other retailers are really kind of getting in on the game, especially when it comes to being able to take advantage of these lists that the schools are giving you and just picking up these packages as you enter the store.
We're going to get into this a little bit more. We're on with Sarah Skirball this morning, shopping and trends experts for RetailMeNot.com. You can find them on Twitter at RetailMeNot.
From ABC News, Wall Street Now, Asian shares were mostly lower today as investors watched for details of a Japanese fiscal stimulus package. Checking Wall Street, stocks finished mostly lower Monday as the price of oil continues to nosedive and energy companies take large losses. The Dow lost 28 points, the S&P fell 3 points, but the NASDAQ was up 22 points. A survey by the Institute for Supply Management said U.S. factories expanded for the fifth month in a row, although factory employment decreased. Tesla has agreed to buy Solar City for $2.6 billion in stock. That is $100 million more than an offer Tesla made over a month ago. McDonald's, which is trying to shake its image for serving processed junk food, said Monday it is eliminating some unpalatable ingredients from its most popular menu items. Dave Schreiber, ABC News.
You're listening to The Opening Bell on 720 WGN.
Welcome back to the program, 519, as we continue our morning conversation this morning with Sarah Skirball. She is with RetailMeNot.com. She's a shopping and trends expert there. Sarah, before the break, we were talking about how it's that time of the year again, back to school. Kids are headed back to the classroom, back to college. It's time to start stocking up. You guys have done a really good job of sort of mapping this out for the country. When the big waves of schools and stuff start, you've certainly done your research. What does it say about Illinois, and does that impact the deals that we've won?
Well, what we're seeing in terms of deals are some really great national deals. I know that Illinois, Chicago in particular, you guys have all the big retailers, so you're very, very lucky in that sense. You have the Sears and the Targets, the Staples and the Best Buys of the world. So you're in a really good position to be taking advantage of the strong back-to-school deals, which don't just necessarily, you know, they're not just for elementary and middle school high schoolers, but the back-to-college crowd is a big crowd as well, and they need to take advantage of deals too. Bed Bath & Beyond is a great one where you're going to find dorm room essentials, for instance.
This is, you know, from the college standpoint, a big deal because, you know, when kids get into college, they have their own ideas about what they want. And sometimes our budgets don't really cover that. What's the happy medium there? How do you, if you have a kid going to college and you're off shopping for them and they want to deck out their dorm room, how do you say, well, no, here's our budget?
Well, I always recommend to parents that if the students in college really want to bling out their dorm room, then I think it's a great option to give them the opportunity to help pitch in. And now, you know, lots of parents are starting to teach their kids about deals. Our research actually shows that 37% of parents are going to start showing their kids how to search for deals around the back to school time. And now this is a great time for college kids also to really chip in.
The wonderful thing about, I mentioned earlier, the lists that sometimes, many times now, teachers give to kids on the first or second day of classes, sometimes even before school starts, it does include a lot of standard things, doesn't it? You've done an infographic that sort of gives the idea of what it is so that you're not left on the last day running around. You can sort of find these things and find deals on them now.
Absolutely. We know that 1 in 4 parents are planning to buy their child a tablet. More than 1 in 5 are purchasing a laptop. 20% of back-to-school parents will buy their child a smartphone. And, of course, these new tech items and these bigger electronics are definitely top of the list. We also know that 38% of parents need to purchase textbooks, and 28% are buying things like scientific calculators, believe it or not.
From when I was in school, I remember going to high school, it was the protractor, the compass, a box to put stuff in. It's changed a lot in the last 20, 30 years, hasn't it? It's all tech now.
It's all tech now. I know. We didn't need adapters and anything to plug, you know, electronics in when we were in school. But now this is just the norm, and it is the wave of the future for sure.
I remember in high school and grade school, my parents always used to be fretting about this time of the year. There were 3 boys in my family, and it took a lot to clothe us. Is this something that a parent should not be thinking about at the last moment, something maybe they should start budgeting for, you know, early on in the year so they're not hit with this full in the face right about now?
You hit the nail on the head, Steve. It's really important for parents to budget. I say, you know, back-to-school shopping is really a retail holiday in itself. I mean, it's right up there in terms of spending, you know, close to, it's definitely not the holiday spending, but you can spend a good chunk of change. In fact, our research at RetailMeNot shows that parents are going to spend on average $273 per child. And we also know that 28% of parents say that back-to-school shopping really puts a strain on their family's finances.
I was surprised about how many parents actually start doing the shopping at the end of July. I thought it would be less than this because people generally wait to the last minute to do everything. 30% of parents are starting to do it right about now.
That's exactly right. And I think it's just because parents and kids, especially college kids who have a better sense of their finances because they're all starting to work now as well, it's a smart thing. You want to be a savvy shopper these days, and paying attention to your finances and budgeting for any big event in your life is very important.
One of the things that RetailMeNot is good at is finding these deals. I remember a time when you sort of just sort of, it was hit and miss. You'd go to wherever there was a sale. But there's a way to do this strategically, right? You find coupons, you find deals, and even some states have these tax-free weekends now for back to school.
Exactly. RetailMeNot.com is a one-stop shop. It is a savings destination where you're going to find everything from promo codes and free shipping offers to discounted gift cards and cashback rebates. We actually have over 500,000 deals and offers for more than 50,000 retailers. So whether you need back-to-school supplies, of course, we have everything for that, but everything from apparel to accessories to electronics and tires, for instance. We have a lot of great automotive deals for especially college kids who are making the long trek to and from college.
We're going to post the infographic that you guys have done. It's very helpful, although I was looking on the states with the tax-free weekends. Illinois, Wisconsin, Indiana, they don't seem to be on the list.
Well, hopefully that'll change at some point.
So talk to me a little bit about some of the weirdest things that you guys have found that teachers, schools require their kids to bring.
In terms of odd things, I haven't necessarily come across anything this year, but I mean, like we talked about, electronics are really becoming something that teachers are putting on the list, and that's a huge financial burden. So it's really helpful to have a resource like RetailMeNot where you can go on and find a great deal for a place like Best Buy to get something that you might need, whether it's a smartphone or a tablet or a laptop computer.
I saw on here that in North Carolina, Boone, North Carolina, they actually require a class pet, an actual animal.
Well, that's a new one to me.
Yeah. And then in Dillon, Colorado, on the list are snow pants, and in Fairbanks, Alaska, chapstick.
Well, that's, I mean, at least the teachers are looking out for their kids. You can't blame them for that.
And one of the things, if you have a friend or family member who's a teacher, they will always tell you they are in constant need of certain things for their classrooms. Bacterial wipes, paper towels, Kleenex. If you don't have a child, somebody who's in school, and you're a neighbor of a school or you know a teacher, is it appropriate to donate these things?
It's such a lovely gesture to do that. And there are a lot of organizations around the country, especially in Illinois, Chicago, for instance, who are looking for those types of things. A lot of teachers these days are digging into their own pockets and paying for things from their own bank accounts to help out their classroom, whether it's antibacterial hand sanitizer or special construction paper to build projects. So it's always nice when they have extra donations.
Sarah Skirball, shopping and trends expert for RetailMeNot.com. They're out with their annual back-to-school deals. We'll put that infographic up. You can follow on Twitter at RetailMeNot. Sarah, thanks for being with us in the opening bell today.
Have a great one. Thank you for having me.
You too. Have a good school year, too, everybody, if you're headed back. And good luck, parents, at back-to-school time.
From ABC News Tech Trends, I'm Alex Stone. You want to build your own virtual reality system? Now you can. Virtual reality, or VR, is new right now. There's lots of talk about different VR headsets on the market, but that focus is beginning to turn toward better content. It's been complicated to build your own system, different headsets, different controllers, programming. Now, one company called OSVR has a vision of making VR open source, more in line with the PC industry, so anybody could create content. Javine Oral is with OSVR.
What happens in this ecosystem is that different brands of hardware and software can coexist together.
And they would all work together instead of each headset on the market working only with its own products, as many do now. OSVR is an open source platform.
Every time the VR industry comes up with a new content platform, we will work to make sure that it's compatible with that as well.
He says it's all about consumer choice, you deciding what you want to use. With Tech Trends, I'm Alex Stone, ABC News.
WGN Radio's daily conversation about the life of business and the business of life. This is The Opening Bell with Steve Grzanich on 720 WGN.
Good morning. Welcome back to the program at 538. A couple of other big business stories making news today. We'll be closely watching what happens on Wall Street today. Yesterday, energy stocks really held down the markets to a large extent. Because of the situation with the price of oil, which is continuing to fall this morning. On Wall Street yesterday, we saw those declines. And on the flip side of that, after it was all said and done, Russell Investments analyst Stephen Wood said there are many things at play, but one of the big reasons...
Valuations, which are bumping up against all-time highs, broadly speaking, are looking rich. So we just think it's time for investors to sell those rallies in U.S. equity space and use that underweight to look globally in a multi-asset strategy.
Again, Russell Investments, Stephen Woods. We heard yesterday that Tesla is buying its sister company, SolarCity, for $2.6 billion. Also yesterday, Verizon announced it was buying GPS vehicle tracking firm Fleetmatics for $2.4 billion, paying 40% premium to Friday's closing stock price. The deal follows a brutal two-year price war. U.S. manufacturing activity also, we heard yesterday, slowed in July on weak orders, according to the Institute for Supply Management. However, at a level of 52.6, it remains above the benchmark of 50, which still indicates an expansion. A report from the Commerce Department showed construction spending declined to its lowest level since June of 2015 in Europe, right across the board for all three major indices after several banks performed poorly in a Europe-wide stress test, a stress test that banks here in this country also go through. You heard yesterday, we heard yesterday from Warren Buffett, who is again challenging Donald Trump to release his tax returns on the campaign trail yesterday. Warren Buffett actually said he would meet Donald Trump in a location to be determined by Trump, just he and Trump to go over their tax returns. No IRS people there to talk about that. Also, we saw yesterday the beta for iOS 10 released by Apple. iOS 10, this is iOS 10.4, I believe, in the hands now of beta testers. Among some of the new things are emojis, some new emojis, 100 new emojis, as a matter of fact. The beta testing will go on before it's actually released to the public. But one of the beta testers yesterday posted one of the other cool new things about iOS 10.
Now, here's something really cool. New keyboard sounds when pressing certain keys. Now, listen in. So these are the normal letter keys. But listen what happens when I press the delete key or the space key or the return key. See the difference? Or hear the difference, rather.
Yeah,
I love
the
it.
New iOS 10 Beta 4 out with developers now being tested on iPhone, iPad, iPod Touch. iOS 10 will be released later this year after all of the beta testing is complete on that. Other big news we're following for you. Both of the Democratic presidential candidates until the Democratic convention were both pushing free college for kids, for students in the U.S. First was a Bernie Sanders idea. Hillary Clinton came on board with it. There's a new survey out that says college graduates overwhelmingly believe a college education is worth the money. A new Bankrate Money Pulse survey finds 9 in 10 respondents with a 4-year degree say college was a good investment. Survey shows that is even as the cost make it deeper and deeper bite. Many students going into debt with high loan debt, to pay off college. Here, by the way, is what the candidates have been saying about back to college, free college tuition. First, Hillary Clinton.
No student should have to borrow to pay tuition at a public college or university.
It will guarantee that the children of any family in this country, 83% of our population, will be able to go to a public college or university tuition free.
We're going to talk about this morning with Bankrate.com's Steve Pounds, who's with us this morning on the opening bell. Good morning, Steve.
Good morning.
This is an idea that if you're getting ready to go to college and you don't have a lot of money, can't qualify for loans, this seems like a good idea. Is it one that can be paid for, though?
Well, that's the real question, isn't it? I talk to people, experts who say there probably isn't any way that this would get through a Republican Congress, but it is an issue out there. I mean, according to the College Board, the average cost of tuition at a public college rose to $9,400 in 2016 at a public school, and at a private college, it's at around $32,400. Now, that doesn't include room and board or food or transportation costs, and it's gone up each of the last 10 years. So that's why it's in the forefront of this campaign, I think.
Well, and another survey says 62% of Americans support making tuition to public colleges and universities free to anyone who wants to attend. Millennials most in favor, 77%. The argument here from some is that it would cost, but the argument from the other side would be it would be an investment. How do you view this? How do you think it might shake out?
Well, I mean, it just makes sense that I think there's data to back it up that a person who graduates from college throughout life makes more money than someone who hasn't gone to college and therefore pays more taxes. So in the end, it sort of shakes out that person makes more money, they pay more taxes, you can afford, from a government standpoint, free tuition.
We've heard Hillary Clinton talk about this. Bernie Sanders, obviously, she's sort of come around to his camp, sort of changed her plan a little to fit more with what he wanted to do. We haven't really heard from Donald Trump on this, though, have we?
Well, he hasn't talked about free tuition, but he's cognizant of this as an issue. Trump, on the campaign trail, says that he would restructure student debt to make it, quote, very affordable, unquote. Now, he hasn't given any specifics, but that shows you that people on both sides of the aisle think that this is a political issue.
And not only a political issue, an economic one as well. We've already seen some student loans being forgiven by those who qualify under a plan from the Obama administration. But one of the surprising results, I think, in your Bankrate survey is that 40% of people say a person with that student debt should be required to pay it off.
That's correct. But still, in the same survey, one-third, about 35%, said they would allow loan forgiveness after payments had been made for 10 years. Now, that jives with what experts say, because if you pay on a college loan for 10 years, you should be able to pay it off. And if you don't, it's going to begin to cause problems for the next generation in your family being able to pay for college, and it will make it more difficult for you to save for retirement.
And also impact the economy in several ways. First of all, if you're a millennial just out of college and you're overwhelmed with debt, you really can't spend money in the general economy.
That's correct. And it will be more difficult for you to establish credit. It will be more difficult for you to buy a car. It will be more difficult for you to get a mortgage.
What happened here? Because I remember when I was in college, it didn't seem that the student loan issue was this big a deal. I think it was because it was still maybe controlled by the government. Is that where we went off the rails?
No, I think that the college has just gotten more expensive. When, I don't know how old you are, but when I went to college, it was a lot cheaper than it is today. And it's with incomes not going up as quickly as the cost of college, it makes it more difficult for middle-class families to be able to support that, and then they have to make a decision on whether they want to go out and get a student loan or student loans, multiple loans.
There's actually a campaign for free college tuition that's organized, and I know you quote them in your story. How are they pushing this, and what are their ideas similar to Hillary Clinton, to the candidates' campaigns on this?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, I think that this has been on the radar for a lot of people for a while. And with Bernie Sanders bringing it up, I think it just became quickly an issue that Hillary brought up as well. And I think that there's a large amount of support for it out there.
There's also another in the undercurrent of this from a different survey indicating that millennials will be the first generation that actually make less than their parents. And with that in mind, going forward, it seems like we need to do something to help that generation.
Right. And, I mean, it kind of bears itself out in our survey, too, because millennials, of all Americans, millennials were the most supportive of free tuition at 79%. Generally speaking, the younger you were, the more supportive you were of free tuition. That just sort of makes sense because you may very well, if you're a millennial, still be going to college and still racking up student loans. So the idea of free tuition is kind of fresh in your mind.
And without sounding, like an economist and somebody who's just concerned about Wall Street, there is an impact here. If the millennials have become or are becoming the biggest generation or the biggest group of people, even beating out baby boomers, it's important to have them being active members of the economy, isn't it?
Well, I think so. I mean, if you're a banker, if you're a car company, if you're a lender, a mortgage lender, this is a group of people you have to be mindful of because they're your next customers.
Stephen Pounds is with Bankrate.com. They've just published some new information, a new survey about college, maybe free college, some of these free college plans. We can find it at Bankrate.com. We'll link you to it on our Twitter and on our page as well. But, Stephen, thank you for being with us on the Opening Bell today.
Thank you.
You're listening to the Opening Bell on 720 WGN.
Welcome back to the program. 5:53 on the WGN market desk this morning. Dow futures pointing toward a lower open on Wall Street, off 15 points this hour. The S&P and NASDAQ futures also lower. Let's get an update on what's happening in the commodities world. And good morning, Orion Samuelson.
Good morning, Steve. The weekly crop report conditions out yesterday, and once again, those analysts who were looking for lower conditions didn't happen. We continue at historical highs. Condition of the corn crop nationally, 76%, good to excellent. That's the same as a week ago. And when you take a look at some of the states, Illinois, 83%, Indiana, 77%, Iowa, 83%, and Wisconsin still leading the nation with 87% of the corn crop, good to excellent. Soybeans, there they were expecting at least a 1% drop, and they got a 1% increase. Across the nation, 72% of the beans are in good to excellent condition compared to 71% a week ago. Top states, Illinois, 77%, Indiana, 75%, Iowa, 83%, and Wisconsin still leading with 88% good to excellent. I'll be heading to Minnesota tomorrow for Farm Fest. I'll get a look at their crops, but there too, they're in good to excellent condition. County fairs, well, we have one north, we have one south in the Chicagoland area this week. Starting on August 3rd, the Kankakee County Fair in Kankakee, and on the north side, we're looking at the McHenry County Fair. That's our county fair where I live in Woodstock. And today is opening day for Farm Fest in Redwood Falls, Minnesota. We'll be there tomorrow. Have a great day. I'm Orion Samuelson.
Thanks, Orion. You have a good day as well. Just a final note here on the calendar looking ahead for today. We'll see the Personal Income and Outlays Report released. The U.S. Census Bureau will publish monthly vehicle sales for July. Also, the Forbes Highest Paid Actor list will be published. And it is National Night Out, America's Night Out Against Crime, designed to heighten crime and drug prevention awareness across the country. We'll continue to follow your money throughout the morning with Steve Cochran here on 720 WGN. And we'll be back bright and early tomorrow morning for another edition of The Opening Bell.